I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 from Nashville Public Radio. And I'm very happy to welcome back, after a long absence, guitarist and professor of music at Austin Peay State University, Stanley Yates. Stanley's the coordinator of the guitar program at Austin Peay, and he's a very fine player as well. And we're happy to see you again and hear you again, too.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah.
Stanley has music of Vivaldi, Carulli, and Lauro for us today, so I'm just going to hand it to you to introduce your pieces and your working up of these. Is it cello sonata, right?
Yeah, there's a set of, well, it's not a set, but there are altogether 8 or 9 sonatas that Vivaldi wrote for solo cello with accompaniment of another cello and a keyboard instrument. And I just came across them and was playing through them on the guitar, because you can play both parts at the same time. And it just became a little side project, which I ended up publishing them. So I'd like to play a couple of movements from one of them, number 7, for those who are interested. The catalog number is RV44. So a slow movement and a quick movement. Thank you.
Two movements from a cello sonata by Antonio Vivaldi, the sonata number 7, RV number 44, Stanley Yates playing live in Studio C, his own transcriptions of those movements of a cello sonata. I don't know these cello sonatas by Vivaldi so well as the concertos, but it must be some fine music there.
Yeah, I think cellists play them quite a bit. You know, for cellists, that's pretty much an important part of their early music repertoire, but I think for the general musical world, it's not stuff that's really in the consciousness so much. And what I like about these pieces is that they're quite light and straightforward, but the themes are very strong. There's real quality in the themes, mm-hmm. you know, which of course with major composers this is always the case.
Stanley Yates is on the faculty at Austin Peay State University. He's the coordinator of the guitar program there, so we're happy to have you back and live in Studio C, Stanley. And the next piece has a quite interesting title and probably written by an interesting composer as well.
Yeah, The Giraffe of Paris, written by Fernando Carulli, an early 19th century guitarist born in Naples, and like a lot of Italian guitarists, eventually found his way to either Vienna or Paris is where they went to make a career. So Carulli found himself in Paris and became a very successful guitar figure there. There was a guitar mania in operation in Paris, and it was called a guitar mania at the time. Everybody played the guitar, tons of students, lots of publishing. And Carulli was the most prolific of all of these figures. His opus numbers go up to around 400. If you compare that to our other major guitarists, Fernando Sor's opus numbers go up to 60, for example. But there's a lot of music without opus numbers, and a lot of these opus numbers might have a dozen big pieces in them as well. So there's about 1,000 pieces by Carulli.
Wow.
And I don't even know how he found the time to write them out, let alone compose them. Anyway, Carulli is very well known to guitarists as a composer of student pieces, and his student pieces are so good that students today still play them. Everybody plays them. But this has overshadowed his more substantial music. And he was a very good composer, especially of chamber music. There's lots of music for two guitars, guitar and piano, guitar and violin, guitar and harp, even a piece. Lots of chamber music. But there's also quite a bit of concert music. And one of the facets of Carulli's publishing career is that he would capitalize on social events, political events, and so forth. So he has a set of sonatas written at various times. One of them is glorifying Napoleon. The next one is glorifying the reinstatement of the monarchy. And the next one's glorifying the Second Revolution. So he was able to navigate these tricky political waters and capitalize on events to sell music. And this is one of those pieces, The Giraffe of Paris. The Sultan of Egypt, Muhammad Ali, was thinking about some war with Greece, wanted help from France, London, Vienna, sent them all the gift of a giraffe to get them on board. And there's a lot of, there are paintings of this animal. They caught it in the wild. They cut a hole in the deck of the ship, its neck sticking out. They sailed it up the Nile to south of France, and then they walked it from the south of France up to Paris. And of course, as it progressed, more and more people are coming out to see this animal. And by the time it got to Lyon, someone had bought it a suit, a yellow suit. And 100,000 people turned out to see this thing when it arrived in Paris, and it remained there with its trainer for about 20 or 30 years until it finally died. You can still see it. It's stuffed now, of course.
Oh my gosh.
If you go on Google, search for the giraffe of Paris, you'll find some pictures of it.
Memorialized by Renato Carulli.
So Carulli wrote a piece called The Giraffe of Paris to capitalize on this this situation. So I'll play that now.
Thank you.
classic piece of early 19th century guitar virtuosity. That was the Giraffe of Paris, played by Stanley Yates, live in Studio C. That's music of Fernando Carulli, great guitarist and composer of the early 19th century, composer of guitar music, as you said earlier. Stanley Yates, live in Studio C. That's an awfully interesting piece. You can hear the crowds building, I think, maybe. You can imagine the crowds building. And
I'm not sure there's any accepted academic agreement as to what giraffe music should sound like. But you know, you have the image in your mind, and then you make it up.
And Carulli got a good piece out of the sensation.
And the publication, of course, has a picture of a giraffe on the cover, which is very good.
Well, we go across the ocean now to Venezuela.
Yeah. Antonio Lauro, probably the most important Venezuelan composer of his generation. Unfortunately, his generation was active at a time of real political upheaval. Lauro found himself a political prisoner and actually composed some of his most significant music while in jail. He wrote symphonic music, choral music, but he was a guitarist. And as a young man, he toured all over the place playing guitar in a trio. And he wrote throughout his life these beautiful miniature pieces based on Venezuelan folk music and Venezuelan, there's a genre called the Venezuelan waltz. It's not like a Viennese waltz at all. It's a different thing. But it's the kind of music that will be played in cafes, clubs, where you would have maracas, a melodic instrument, a bass instrument, a guitar, and perhaps one of those armadillo shells hollowed out that they strummed on for the rhythm. So he would kind of recreate all of this in a solo, as a solo guitar piece. And they're very beautiful melodies, very nice harmony, just really well done. So I'm going to play a couple of pieces by Lauro. One thing about Lauro, of course, I never forget this. I was talking to John Williams one time about this very issue because he loves Lauro and played it his entire career. And we were talking about these Lauro pieces, and I said something, you know, it's amazing for a 1.5 minute piece how much you have to practice to play those things. He said, no kidding. They're very tricky, but they're very beautiful. So, two Venezuelan pieces by Antonio Lauro. These are from about 1980, sometime around there. Thank you.
Isn't easy music at all. That's music of Antonio Lauro. We heard two pieces from around 1980, Armida and La Negra, played live in Studio C by Stanley Yates, classical guitarist on the faculty at Austin Peay State University, and the coordinator of the guitar program there, and a fine arranger, obviously, as well. Thank you for playing for us.
Yeah, you're welcome. One of the things about being a professional musician is that you don't have to be stuck into one aspect of things. So I really enjoy writing and arranging and performing and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky to be able to do it.
Well, we'll have to have you back again.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Sometime soon.
Always enjoy being here.
I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1, Nashville Public Radio's Classical 91.1. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1's Live in Studio C as well. This is the final program of this year. We'll take a little break for the holiday weeks and start back up on January 5th with Live in Studio C from Nashville Public Radio.